KTUS AM 1060 Tempe Phoenix and KSLX HD2 Scottsdale Phoenix is home for the Dan Patrick Show.
This program is paid for by Good Vibes Media.
Coming to you from a wrong turn off Route 66. Somewhere in the Sonoran Desert, it's James Out West, featuring Ryan Rooks.
Good evening, Phoenix and friends. How we doing, ladies and gentlemen? James Out West, as always, with me, Ryan Rooks. It is a special National Championship Monday edition of our show. How are we doing?
I am great.
I bet you are. Your team made the playoffs.
We had playoffs. One of the greatest games that I loved watching. I'm standing in front of the TV, probably a foot away, jumping up and down last night, yelling to where my neighbors probably wanted
Now, they knew what was going on. You fly a Niners flag.
I do fly a Niners flag in front of my house. So, so I am great. We are in a crazy situation to where there was a lot to happen this week.
I mean,
we have different records, different things as far as like the Triple Crown, let's say, for Cooper Kupp. Let's say
incredible season.
Steelers
won't win the MVP.
Getting in. Aaron, congratulations.
What was that? How does the Pittsburgh Steelers backdoor their way in to the playoffs? Did you expect this at all yesterday? Going into yesterday?
No, I mean, I just kind of, when the game started, that Steelers-Ravens game, I was just like, I'm just going to appreciate this last game, see what happens. And then I just kind of was looking at that Jacksonville Colts game, Jacksonville took that early lead.
Oh.
And then I was like, oh, man, this might happen. And then for that entire day, my heart was just racing, and it wasn't good for my health.
And then, of course, last night, which we'll get into on why you're your health wasn't too good for you there.
The Colts killed me out of $6,200. Let's say that.
So we're getting to the bets right away.
But I do want to say, since we're talking about the Steelers, I wanted to bring up something that I could bring to you, Aaron. Big Ben's played 18 years. Only 49 players ever in history of NFL have played for 18 years. He's the only one to have a winning record and never have a losing record, because they went 8-8 twice.
That's great. That's incredible. It's even weirder to me. Like, when you say like 18 years, like for me, it's just so weird, because I, other than like 2 years of like Tommy Maddox for me, and I, like, Ben has been the only quarterback that I've ever really like watched.
Yeah.
It's just crazy to think that, like, wow, that's a crazy
years,
amount of time.
Like,
to deal
if
with
you
that.
Really think about it, I mean, obviously everybody compares now things to Tom Brady, but that's an amazing set. And as much as, you know, the turmoil he kind of went through and the guy he was, you got to give respect to that. I at least had to shout that out for you.
And with that being said, enjoy Mason Rudolph next year.
All right. So let's get. Oh, go ahead.
No, and you sure? So Tom Brady, he had a losing season.
What?
You said Ben was the only guy to play 18 years and not have a losing season.
Yeah, Tom Brady had a losing season.
Okay.
Wish
right, we had
you,
stat
you
people.
Keep talking.
You're going to look it up? All right. So, obviously, looking at some of the different games, some of these games don't matter. We had Black Monday today. Ladies and gentlemen, we had a bunch of coaches fired.
Ooh.
Some that we assumed. We talked about Matt Nagy. What happened at the end of the year? That's what happened. And Ryan Pace, the GM's gone, so that's good. You've got Minnesota. Sorry. The Desert family. That and the Bartlemy family, that your Minnesota Vikings cleaned house. Maybe that's what you guys wanted.
That was rough.
Zimmer gone and Rick Spielman. I would have expected Spielman to stay, but that's an interesting move. You got Miami really taking the cake with surprising everybody, ladies and gentlemen, with firing Brian Flores. He's given them, what, 3 seasons of winning football. They haven't made the playoffs. He's found a way to go 4-2 against Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots in division in the last 3 years. 4-2.
Wow.
4-2, and they fired him. After losing 7 straight, winning 8 in a row, there was a conflict. It wasn't about the X's and O's, they said. It was more about the conflict between the head coach and the GM, who's been there for 20 years. So hold on a second. This GM's been in Miami for 20 years. What has the Miami Dolphins done in 20 years? I can already tell you, ladies and gentlemen, not a damn thing. Except for get quarterback and coach wrong. Time after time after time after time.
But how many owners can we say about, like, that happens a lot?
But the GM standing, making it through multiple. Correct. The GM has been around for 7 head coaches.
But that's on the owner.
Yeah, I know. So, now, Stephen Ross, who has donated, read the tea leaves, has donated over $200 million to the University of Michigan, has said, we're not going to go after Jim Harbaugh because he doesn't want to be known for poaching Jim Harbaugh from the school that he's donated so much money to. When Jim Harbaugh announces that he's looking to leave college to go to the NFL, that's probably the number one shot.
He has to leave on the top of the mountain, right? Like
he'll never beat Ohio State again, so you might as well get it out of here now.
Oh, my gosh, stop that. Okay, but we lost Brian Flores, Matt Nagy.
Vic Fangio.
And Zimmer. Urban Meyer and Gruden resigned, or however you want to put it.
And I think the New York Giants need to get rid of Joe Judge. What are we doing? You have a lot of ability here with prime candidates available, and you're going to stick around with Joe Judge. Miami Giants, the New York Giants, they stink regardless.
So I love it that I was going to bring this up, but my wife already texted me. She's like, Brady's never had a loser.
That's what I thought. Thank you, CJ.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I mean, I was doing some mental gymnastics. I was like, when did Brady have a losing season?
You're right. And I got bad stats. And I apologize.
I'm supposed to trust your math.
It's all right.
I mean, unbelievable. All right. So, but going into those games, so, like we said, we lost, 5 head coaches? There's 5 openings now. A lot of talent out there to be coached. But who are the guys that are going to get spots again? Brian Flores, I would expect to be a head coach. But yeah, I don't think Matt Nagy's going to get another spot. I don't think Vic Fangio's getting another spot.
Okay, so I say Flores gets a head coach position and Nagy gets a coordinator position.
Yes.
I would not expect. I also expect that Urban Meyer and John Gruden will never be coaching again.
Oh, I think Urban Meyer will be done for good. John Gruden will be coaching some third world countries peewee football league. In like Guadalajara, like 4 years from now, with a skullet and a badly patched up beard.
You're ridiculous. No, that's not happening.
Okay.
Okay, so let's talk about the Triple Crown.
I can see it.
Cooper Kupp had one heck of a season.
Sure did.
And now we were talking about this last week to where I think he's going to be the MVP. Now, this was on our podcast, and we made a bet. We made a $20 bet.
Yeah, we did.
Okay, so... And we get to say this out loud now because it's legal to bet.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. So $20 that Cooper Kupp was going to be the MVP.
Yeah. And I got to take the field.
Yes. Correct. Yeah. That's fair. Small bet. No biggie. Tom Brady had a great year.
We
talked about this.
Yeah, he did.
Aaron Rodgers had a great year.
Sure did.
Jonathan Taylor had a great year.
Yep.
Cooper Kupp had a epic year.
Yeah, sure.
So
that doesn't make him the most valuable player in the league, in my opinion.
Okay.
It doesn't make him the most valuable player. I think if you take Cooper Kupp off of the Rams, this is how
if you take Cooper Kupp off of the Rams, they're not even in playoff contention.
Ooh, I don't know about that. You mean to tell me they're not going to find somebody else to run little slot routes and all that? You mean to tell me they have to rely on OBJ? So are you saying that OBJ is not an elite enough receiver?
Okay, so you could say Higbee is like coming into his ways and like
now, granted, Robert Woods got injured.
Correct. Okay, so you take OBJ and replace him with Cooper Kupp, and you take Cooper Kupp, they are not winning. At least 2 or 3, they're losing 2 or 3 games less.
I don't know about that.
I would totally disagree with you. It's the Rams. I'm telling you. Okay, let's get into some deeper stuff. Let's start with the first game.
I don't know if I'm ready for this.
We're already almost through our first segment. The Chiefs and the Broncos. The Chiefs almost blew this.
Yeah, I mean, it was Denver played an inspired game. They're playing for their head coach. And at the end of the day, you know, what did the head coach say? Hey, we just don't have a quarterback. We just don't have a quarterback. That defense played enough inspiring football to make the playoffs this year. The fact that they were still in playoff contention with 2 weeks to go is incredible considering their lack of quarterback play is probably the worst in the league.
This and probably 2 other games is the reason why it's so hard to bet on week 18.
Because you should probably never bet on the last week of the season. We know better, but we want to because you want to.
And
it's the last week of the season. I get to make bets. It is the last week of the season.
My
brother was like, yeah, I didn't bet on anything because of things like Detroit winning, things like Jacksonville winning, things like Houston giving Tennessee all they could handle.
It's there's a lot.
Seattle beating Arizona at home, which we will get into.
Which we will get into. Okay, so, and Chiefs ended up winning, didn't cover. It was a very close game. Was actually very, very frustrated as far as thinking they're not going to win because I took the money line on some of these. But the Cowboys beating the Eagles 51-26, it was a decent game in the first quarter.
I mean, Eagles only played 11 starters. They sat, they sat 17 starters out of 22, and their center, Jason Kelce, only played two snaps.
But they played themselves right into playing against the 49ers.
Who did? Oh, Dallas?
Yep.
Well, I mean,
I'm just joking. It's
they were stuck where they were at regardless. Who played themselves in and out of in the NFC was
the Rams and the Cardinals. Yeah, absolutely.
Which we'll get into. I think Dallas, it was good for Dallas to be able to score like that, to get their mind right, to go in with confidence, because there's a lot of pressure on them to host a playoff game and to win said playoff game, because for them and their owner, Jerry Jones, it's Super Bowl or nothing.
Okay, and so let me ask you, and we will get into like the game with the Niners in a little bit. We'll get into it a little bit later. But do you believe, even though they put a 51, I still don't believe in Dallas?
No, I think they're going to get bounced in the first round.
Okay.
And so, that's not because I want to, you know, be on your side or anything. Just the Niners, I think, play more physical. I think their running game, I think what they have with Kittle and that dynamic ability of just being able to go and get it. And just being able to go get it, yeah, with his ability. Now, granted, everybody being healthy, we'll see
so
what happens.
Let's not go too far.
But yeah, I think Dallas are posers.
It was surprising that they put up that much.
Sorry, Dub. Your
Dallas
Cowboys are posers.
They also put up 21 in the fourth quarter, so that was where it kind of blew the game out.
Right.
I did pick them to win this game. However, I did not think it was going to be that big of a Philly needed to win.
Let me tell you this. This is on me for not knowing that Philly was going to be sitting all those players and Gardner Minshew was going to be starting. Because if I think I probably would have known that, I probably would have went the other way.
Well.
But that's on me. That's on me, you know. I should have done more research.
It's okay.
Paid attention. There's only 15 games.
It's all right. I got.
And I'm still depressed.
I got facts wrong today,
And I'm
too.
Still depressed from the Steelers beating the Browns earlier.
But you guys won.
We did win. It was actually a good win. It was nice to see what happened.
Get into that next.
Oh, boy. All right, on the other side, you heard Rooks. We'll get into that next. KDUS 1060 AM, home of the Dan Patrick Show. Rich Eisen, Doug Gottlieb, James Out West, Killer Bees. What? Monday Night Football, what? We'll see you on the other side.
National Championship.
The decades of sports experience pouring out Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 p.m. with Killer Bees Ball with Jim Brinson and Howard Balzer on AM 1060 and KTUS1060.com.
Welcome back to James Out West featuring Ryan Rooks on KDUS 1060.
Thank you for that, CJ. It is Monday, ladies and gentlemen. Start of a new work week. What? National Championship is about to be, well, not over, but it'll be over tonight. College football will be done until the following spring games showing up. Will be sooner than later. NIL deals going on. College football is going to be going crazy.
And there's some big bets on this game, too.
Oh, yeah. Mattress Matt, if you don't know who he is, he's a famous bettor. He owns mattress companies in the Houston area, or that's at least where he started. I'm sure they're all over the place now. He has, I think, $6.25 million worth of bets on Alabama money line. Some of
6.150.
There we go. I was close.
So he's got 1.5 with Caesars, another 1.2 with Caesars.
What?
So 115 plus 115 on the first one, plus 125 on the second one. 1 million at Barstool, what? Plus 123. 1 million on Wynn plus 120.
What?
1 million at Barstool plus 110.
Good Lord.
450,000 plus 130. On the score bet.
That is just...
Which I've never heard of that one.
No, the score, like betting on the specific score.
No, it's the sports book.
Oh, the sports book, okay.
So, I don't know what...
What do you think
what
of
What he's actually going to... Well, I mean, I could do the math, do but the math. I... That's too much. this is... this is insane, but it's not a bad decision.
But it's got everybody talking about it. I mean, everybody that pays attention to sports.
He always bets. I mean,
this is pretty crazy.
But this is a lot.
Do you ever think, Nick Saban doesn't lose national championships unless it's against Ohio State. What?
It's what they've been in the playoffs in the national championship, six out of the last 8 years that it existed?
But they don't dominate college football or anything, you know. There's still an there's the elite of the elite, which I believe Ohio State's there, and then there's Alabama. Like, it just seems
you are dumb.
Am I wrong with saying that? You're out of your mind.
No.
Go root for Cal.
Oh, my. No, stop it. We're going to move on because we're going to actually talk about NFL. Where kind of some football happened on the Cincinnati side because they played decent. But the Browns still won.
Yeah, Cincinnati rests a bunch of starters. Joe Burrow didn't play. They wanted to get Ja'Marr Chase just to break.
Yeah, they
said.
He
played just enough to break Ocho Cinco's rookie receiving yards record for the team in the first quarter. And then he got a chain put on his neck from some player, and he sat on the bench. Whoop-de-doo that he broke a record that took one more game than Ocho did to do it. You know, and we're going to celebrate that, I guess. Sure.
You're being very old man
stubbornness.
Yes.
It's because we're making a big deal out. Now the TJ Watt situation.
Wait, save that.
I understand. Some of these other ones, come on.
It's so you don't think Cooper Kupp?
How many games did he play?
So okay.
How many games did Cooper Kupp play this year?
I think he played almost every
game. He played every game. So 17?
Yeah.
And he
the first one to say that there's going to be a caveat on
there. Yeah, sure.
Okay, so in 50 years from now,
no one's going to care because it's going to be that long. But we're correct. In the season right
correct.
After it.
So that's exactly my point. There's no reason to have this argument.
No, it is for right now. 10 years from now, no. But for right now, it's still relevant because it just happened.
I'm right and you're wrong. All right, so you guys won. Didn't mean anything.
Nope, didn't mean anything.
Very interesting that the Lions
look. They played hard. They don't give up on their coach.
No, and maybe crying works. You know, you show a little bit of emotion. But he's a very passionate coach. I think he won over.
He's a meathead.
Once they got that first win,
he's played football for more than half of his life. Played or coach. You know what I'm saying? So he lives, eats, and breathes it. You see him. He's huge to begin with. He's a jacked individual. He's massive. He was a tight end in the NFL.
He's amazing as far
as... He's a good motivator, see it's genuine.
If you think about it like a guy that you want to, be around or to, have as, that good friend, he is a really good human being.
Well...
Same point. He's a really good coach, and I told you this summer between the Jets and between Detroit, they're going to be really good in the next 2 years.
I don't think the Jets will be, but I think Detroit's going to be able to play comparable football, be able to be in the mix. I don't know that they're going to be in the mix of winning their division as long as Aaron Rodgers is going to be in Green Bay. I do think if you want to tie it to the real world, you know, think about this, people. If you work in a cubicle setting or you work in corporate America and you have a boss that you absolutely love, he or she's a hard worker, they do everything for you, they listen to your problems, they genuinely care about you, you work harder for them. You don't want to let them down.
Correct.
If you have a boss who's a prick, you kind of don't care.
But that's exactly what I'm saying.
It's the same thing, absolutely.
So
and Salah's a good dude.
Oh, yeah.
He lost 25 pounds this season. During the season, he lost 25 pounds coaching.
That's stress.
Yes, 100%. 100% it's stress.
So
I would say he lost all his hair because of it, but he's already bald.
What's super interesting is that if you look at next year's draft, it's already set for the first, 18 picks, I believe?
No. Yeah, something like that.
Yes, correct. 18 picks. I am right again. The New York Giants and the New York Jets have 2 picks in the top 10.
Yep. Each.
So.
But there's nobody to go up and get, with an overall number one pick as far as a quarterback or anything like that. Not that the Jets would do it, but.
And do you think the Giants need a quarterback?
Yes.
So, okay. So they already said the Judge is going to stay. So it's not changing.
I know they said that, but earlier today they were talking about the exit interviews with the owners, and now with some guys coming up. You know, when they made that announcement, Brian Flores hadn't been fired yet. You know what I mean? If you wanted to come in and bring somebody that can bring look what he's done with their defense. Just he's going to have to bring in somebody with a better offense. Joe Judge hasn't done any. Freddie Kitchens is gone. They ran a quarterback sneak on 3rd and 9 at their own 4-yard line. Not the other 4-yard line going into the end zone, trying to keep their asses out of the end zone.
So, okay.
It's inexcusable.
No.
It's inexcusable.
But I think Flores is going to be the Raiders head coach, for sure.
You think he's going to the Raiders?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
It depends on what that situation is, but...
What if the Raiders win their playoff game? How are we not given, first off, Mark Davis is bad with money, and Rich Bisaccia wouldn't cost him hardly anything. And you could give him a 2 or 3 year deal. Give him a 3 year deal, because that way, and it's not a lot of money, so if next year it falls, you have another opportunity. But how are you going to take a guy that was who's been coaching forever, like 35 years, and he's given them an opportunity, led them through turmoil? I mean, granted, their special teams and their kicker has won a lot of games this season, but the bottom line was that they were in those positions to do that, and they executed. If they go in and win a playoff game, how are you not giving this guy a serious consideration? A serious consideration. Not saying he gets it, but a serious consideration, because you can maybe pick up with the momentum you have right now.
He deserves it. He absolutely deserves it. And if he wins against the Bengals in this first game, yep, you have to. You don't have to, obviously. But he would 100% deserve it.
So Harbaugh to Miami, Harbaugh to Chicago maybe. You know, he played for the Bears. He was a first-round pick for them. They love him there. He's told people he's putting together an NFL coaching staff. He's going to leave. It's a matter of who's going to give him the most money and the most control. And that control is not happening in Las Vegas, because they still have Mike Mayock.
Watch him go to the Bears.
I can see the Bears.
I would not be surprised.
Or Miami. The only reason I say Miami is because of Stephen Ross donating $200 million to the University of Michigan. Not one to poke him, but if he leaves, then I'll go get him.
If I'm him, I would take Denver.
Sure, he might as well. Listen, if I was him, go to Chicago. So that way, the only way you're going to be able to win is if you have an Ohio State quarterback.
And Chicago hasn't had a quarterback for years, and they finally do.
And he ran
an offensive mind coach who
knows how to use a guy in RPO, like a guy who's Colin Kaepernick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not be a bad idea.
Although, okay. I mean, I think Harbaugh's a kook and he'd be out in 3 years anyways, but maybe in that 3 year time period, you go to the playoffs twice.
The way you think of Harbaugh is the way I think of Urban Meyer. All right. So Lions, Packers, that was crazy. Vikings, Bears, do we really need to get into too much of this?
No, not at all.
It's not at all.
We already covered the Vikings fired their guys.
31-17. Both coaches got fired.
Who are they bringing
GM's
in?
GM's out. GM's retiring.
Kirk Cousins, is he still there next year?
So Washington beating up on the Giants, it really isn't that surprising. I felt like we knew this was going to happen. 22-7 was a little bit more than what I was expecting.
Well, the Giants stink. Washington's banged up. This is the last game of the Washington football team. Next year, they will have their new name. We'll know in February.
22, they still could be the Washington football team.
They're going to be I think we saw a leak on Reddit, and they're going to be the Commanders, potentially. That's what the logo and everything looked like.
Commanders.
And the W's were, the way the W looks, it's got the Capitol building in the inside of it to kind of form the W. It's pretty neat.
So I saw the video to where it was all blurred out.
Right.
Where the coach got to view the helmet and seeing what it looks like. I was thinking, what was it, the Generals?
Yeah.
And there was like 4 different options. But whatever. We'll find out.
It doesn't matter. They're not in the playoffs. They have a lot of things. It
doesn't matter.
Yeah, they have a lot of things that they need to fix as well.
Yeah. Okay. This was an interesting game. And we might need to roll this over. But the Jaguars beating up on the Colts.
And it wasn't even close.
Never was.
Listen, Carson Wentz's QBR rating was a 4. Not a 0 on the other side of that. Not even a 40. Like a bad game. A 4.
Okay, so let me
how ask, do you even register?
Let me ask you. What was Mayfield's QBR last game?
That he played against
Ben Roethlisberger?
Yeah,
where it was a horrible game. So just to
I have to look it up, but I bet it was better than 4. It was probably in the
45?
40s or 50s. Yeah, this was like incredible.
So just
every
say,
facet of the game.
The factor of 4.
Yeah. Every facet of the game was bad. They went in there and just got beat by a team with no head coach, with nothing to play for, with a effort. How do I put this? A roster.
How do you say this politely? Yeah,
how do I say this? Jacksonville stinks, and they beat a better team at the end of the year and kept them out of the playoffs.
You know what it tells me more than anything is that Urban Meyer was a horrible coach, and if they would have had a better coach there, they would be winning so many more games.
I wouldn't say that because they still have terrible talent for the most part as far as their depth. But here's the thing you need to know. Jacksonville has beaten Indianapolis in Jacksonville the last 7 times.
Yep.
Urban wasn't even around there for one of them.
Couldn't even make it because he doesn't deserve to be at the party.
Now, that I would agree with. All right, you're listening to James Out West on KDUS 1060 AM, home of the Dan Patrick Show. What? Ryan Rooks, what?
We'll be back.
Yep, later.
Welcome back to James Out West, featuring Ryan Rooks on KDUS 1060.
Thank you for coming back, ladies and gentlemen. James Out West, Ryan Rooks. Now, week 18 over with. We got 3 games really worth talking about, and then we'll get into the playoff picture. Your game, your San Francisco 49ers at the Los Angeles Rams, that did feel more like a San Francisco 49ers home game than a Rams home game. An electric atmosphere, back and forth. Times where I thought your team was definitely going to lose. And then the Rams have done what they do.
A 17-point deficit was like deflating as all can be. Like, I'm literally just sitting there just like, you know, that old man, like, don't care, don't want to talk about it, leave me alone, get out of the room.
Mm-hmm. So,
and then as it was like almost like every score, I slowly sat up a little bit more. Then I ended up standing. Then I ended up with the shirt off. Then I ended up with the hands up. Then I ended up just yelling and screaming and going off. It was a great game, and I'm so glad we won it. That's all I can say. And Deebo Samuel is a beast.
Sure is. Now, the Rams losing at home, do you think that does anything to their psyche knowing that they have the Cardinals coming to town?
No, because I don't. Okay, we'll get into the Cardinals because
I know, but I'm just asking about that.
So a lot of people are talking about Matthew Stafford and the way that he is playing, the way that things are happening. There's a lot of good players. They got Cam Akers back. It was his first game back. They have Cooper Kupp. Like
he's the X factor.
Have, but also they have an amazing defense. I mean, did you see some of the hits that Ramsey put on mm-hmm. us?
And that incredible interception that Ramsey had.
Aaron Donald, yes. And Von Miller. Like, you can't discount them, but you can never trust the Rams. The way that the Cardinals are looking, we'll talk about in a second. So I'm not surprised that this happened in this game.
So Seattle come into town with nothing to play for. Losing record hasn't happened with Russ and Pete Carroll. Russ playing like he wants to be back in Seattle. I mean, he says all the right things because he's Mr. Unlimited, and he's going to do all that because you can't look, you know. He's got to keep up his persona.
You're a quarterback for next year?
Never. No way, because you'd have to trade too much for him. And frankly, I mean, that doesn't make any sense to us. It makes no sense. I mean, could he not be in Seattle next year?
I want it so bad. I know it's probably like the most.
I mean, it would chap my ass so much if.
You're going, like, it would just love.
Oh, my God.
But it was a big loss for the Cardinals just because of home seeding.
Sure. You win the division. That's a must win against a division rival. At home when they're bad.
Right. So you.
And they lost 38-30. I don't know. I mean, obviously, just they gave up some incredible plays on the ground. Rashard Penny, Chris Carson, you know, those things happening.
I didn't watch all of this game because obviously my game was on at the same time. So I watched all of the highlights. I actually talked to a lot of Cardinals fans and I looked up at the different stats and looking at this, and a lot of it was play calling. It really does look like either Kyler Murray is not right and they're trying to protect him, or he's not comfortable enough to be opening up the game. And there's something off with the Cardinals. I know they're going to get Watt back. That's going to be, you know, a great thing. They're not going to have Hopkins back this week. It might be in 2 weeks. But they're in a tough situation. I don't see them actually beating the Rams.
Yeah, they're probably going to be one and done as well. What a disappointment that'll be, considering 5 weeks ago or 4 weeks ago, whatever it was, we were talking about them being the number one seed.
So
and they were doing everything right, resting Kyler Murray and playing Colt McCoy.
Yep.
And now here we are, in a short time period later, they limped into the playoffs on a wild card and have to play the division winner that they should be hosting.
Yeah, it's I made a bet.
Wow, Cardinals fans, I feel bad for you, and it's coming from a Browns fan.
Oh, wow, that's something to say.
They're still in it, but they're dead men walking.
So Alabama's winning 9-6 right now.
Three minutes
left in the second quarter. So I made a bet that the Cardinals were going to have 5 or more losses in week 3. Obviously, I already cashed in on that.
Mm-hmm.
Now I've made a bet that for $100 with a buddy of mine, the Niners are going to make it farther than the Cardinals will in the playoffs.
Well, it should happen. Saturday.
I believe in it, and so it sounds like so do you.
Yeah, I mean, and we might as well jump. Well, let's jump to the Sunday night game first.
Okay, let's get into it.
So, obviously, some people think in the game of the year, one of the crazier things that have had happen, I'm stealing your word, crazier things that have happened, is that for the Pittsburgh Steelers to make the playoffs, they had to win their game, which they did. What? They had to have Jacksonville win their game,
did
which had no business.
Did you just give the Steelers a what?
Yeah, I did.
Wow.
So, check it. So, Steelers are waiting around to find out if they're going to get in based on if the Chargers and the Raiders do not end in a tie. That game goes back and forth, ends up going to overtime with just under 40 seconds in overtime. Brandon Staley, who is going to obviously learn from this, I can't imagine what's going through his head all offseason to know that because he called a timeout, he cost them a playoff spot. Because the long snapper of the Raiders, when talking to Austin Eckler after the game, was telling him, we were going to kneel on the ball. And they were going to end that game in a tie.
So
when they called timeout, they got a better play formation. They gave up 10 yards, put him in field goal range. They were going to kneel on the ball. They were just going to wait until the appropriate time, which seemed like with one play to go. And because Brandon Staley called a timeout, they decided, okay, let's run this play, and it worked. And they gained 10 on that run.
It was one of the stupidest calls you've ever done, and it also is something to where he's been doing this, where we talk about him going on fourth and whatever.
He went for it on the 18-yard line.
And he believes in it, and that's fine. But you absolutely could have put your team in a winning situation by going to the playoffs, not necessarily winning the game.
All they had to do was tie, and then the Steelers don't make it. That was all we were wanting, was to watch Big Ben have to sit there and think they're going to make the playoffs, and then to watch it go to a tie going, well, somebody will score in overtime, and then to have possibly watched Derek Carr take a knee, time goes out, and both those teams make the playoffs. That would have been tremendous. That was the plan. Until he called timeout.
So I do
now,
also have to
Raiders
say,
in, Chargers out. And good Herbert, luck, Bowers.
Yep. Like, and Herbert.
Especially
like,
to the Herbert Bowers, especially the Raiders, because they're playing the Kentucky Bengals.
So I have to show you. So look at this. So this is 40-something texts from before the game starting and the game ending.
Ladies
between
and gentlemen,
me and Uncle.
I know it's exciting radio, but he's scrolling like it's like 6 or 7 scrolls worth of texts.
It was crazy. He went from highs to lows to like, I'm done, I'm out. Okay, oh,
well,
we won. Like, that was a crazy game. It was so fun to watch.
It was incredible to see the scenarios in which had to have happened, and they almost did.
And
it came down to happenstance, and somehow the Steelers are alive. And if you look on FanDuel Sportsbook app, ladies and gentlemen, you could take the Steelers right now to win the Super Bowl at +9,000. +9,000. I mean, I don't think it can happen. I think their offense is terrible. They backed into the playoffs, but for +9,000.
I think it's a great
it's
ending.
Not. I mean, how would that be? It's not going to happen, but oh boy.
He made the playoffs in his last season.
All right, like, so let's get into the Saturday games, because we are kind of on that game. The Las Vegas Raiders are going to have to travel to Kentucky, play the Bengals, Joe Burrow, Joe Cool, Ja'Marr Chase and the gang, since he's -6 at home, over under 49. If Rich Bisaccia, if the good Italian, can get the Raiders playing the way that they've been able to, they can win a close game, because their kicker is stone cold. Carlson is stone cold.
Ridiculous. And
I'm taking the Raiders at +6.
So what team is going to show up, right?
I think we've the Cincinnati Bengals team that shows up that's been swept by the Browns is who shows up.
All right, so are we giving out all our picks right now? Are we doing this?
I mean, we could if we make it through it. If we don't, we don't.
We're doing it. The Bengals are going to win this game. As much as I want the Raiders to win, being a homer, being loving the Bay Area, the Bengals are the more talented team. And
sure are.
They're going to win. I don't. The minus six kind of scares me, but I still think I would take it. So I will take Cincy minus six. Let's just do it. All right, so Pat's Bills.
That's a 2:30 game for here. Saturday, it's great. We got two games on Saturday. That's the kind of the appetizer of the wild card weekend.
Right, I think that's going to be an amazing game.
And then the nightcap, the 6:15, another amazing AFC game. I don't know why AFC got the Saturday, but okay. The New England Patriots.
That's another thing we need to talk about.
The New England Patriots at the Buffalo Bills. Buffalo minus four. 43.5 is the over-under. New England obviously knows they can go into Buffalo and win what they did. Now, they did it with Mac Jones throwing the ball, I think, three or four times. But they know they can go in there and win. Buffalo's look good as of late. I think that this is a Buffalo now.
This is going to be this is going to be 13 degrees and cloudy. So we will most likely have some snow or at least
Buffalo has turned up the ability to run the ball the last couple of weeks. Singletary's been able to run the ball a little bit better. They haven't just had to rely on Josh Allen out there shucking and jiving. But Bill Belichick, playoff time. Do you go with history or do you go with the roster? Because the roster screams Buffalo Bills.
The change is a-coming.
So you're taking Buffalo.
Buffalo is, they need to win this. And if they don't, then things need to absolutely change there. He is one heck of a quarterback.
I'm going to regret this. Denali. I'm going to regret this. I do think Buffalo's going to win this game, but I'm taking New England because I just can't. I'm not betting against Belichick.
If you look at it, you would obviously assume you want to take him. But they need to win.
I'm taking coaching over roster. I'm taking coaching over roster. Oh, my goodness. All right. On this side, we're going to jump into Sunday's games. What? Monday's games and all of those good things. Or game, I should say. You're listening to KDUS 1060 AM, home of the Dan Patrick Show. Rich Eisen, James Out West, Ryan Rooks.
Welcome back to James Out West, featuring Ryan Rooks on KDUS 1060.
Thank you for joining us into the night, ladies and gentlemen. James Out West, Ryan Rooks. Halftime is about coming up in the national championship game. It is a slobber knocker of a game. I think it's, 9-6?
Who do you have in this game?
I didn't play anything in this game. I couldn't tell you. I don't care.
I think I really wanted to make a bet on this.
I haven't watched a single Georgia football game.
I would have watched Georgia just because of their defense, and we've seen with what they're
not
going to
bet against Nick Saban.
However,
you take Alabama.
That's like you talking about, Belichick. Betting against him isn't going
to
be the...
Or betting against Rodgers in the MVP race. Real quickly, gentlemen, to go back to a conversation we had before. It's called Full Circle. It's called being a professional. Rodgers is the clear-cut favorite for the MVP right now on FanDuel Sportsbook at minus 480. The next closest is Tom Brady at plus 380. Let's go down the list. Joe Burrow, Pat Mahomes, Dak Prescott. Then we get to Cooper Kupp at plus 8,000. So just telling you where Vegas is sitting on what they think the MVP race is going to look like. Regardless of what one writer said about Aaron Rodgers, they do believe that Aaron Rodgers is the runaway MVP, as he should be.
It might be worth just throwing $10
down. It might be worth it because you never know.
Win $800.
Out of spite, yeah, sure. All right, so getting into the Sunday games, there's three games. So there's a morning, afternoon, and evening game, of course. They are they're two NFC games with a night capper that I think it's interesting that Pittsburgh and Kansas City got the night game, but that's
I agree. Wouldn't you think the Niners Cowboys would be the night game? Like, that's surprising to me.
Yeah, but maybe people would throw a fit about, oh my goodness, Dallas makes the playoffs, win their division, and they end up with the night game on Sunday. It's always about Jerry, it's always about the Dallas Cowboys.
Right.
So I think this was fitting that they did this because they want to feature Kansas City. They want to feature offense.
Right. No, obviously Kansas City is the more of the highlight. They want to. They've been to the Super Bowl the last 3 years, right? So,
will be, yeah.
Most likely.
If they make it
with the Eagles-Bucks. Okay, so they're going to be playing at 11 o'clock.
Bucks minus 8.5 at home. We do remember last year Tampa Bay getting into the playoffs as a wild card because they didn't win their division. They had to go on the road to Washington, and Washington gave them a fight. Tampa Bay's, I mean, granted, they scored a lot of points yesterday, no doubt. But with the AB saga, which is continuing to press on, because now he is going on, he's going on the podcast, just dragging TB12 through the mud, dragging Alex Guerrero through the mud, talking trash on their roster.
But that doesn't affect Tom Brady.
No. I know.
And it's not going to affect the team.
Well, no, I think as far as like the ability of being down players, they're down Chris Godwin, AB. Because remember last year he was a Super Bowl.
So T.O. coming in?
No, they're not bringing anybody in. But if you look at it from that aspect, they were better suited and booted last year going into the playoffs than they are this year.
Correct.
I don't know if they've got enough in the chamber, so to speak, to be able to move on deep into the playoffs. With that being said, I do think that they beat the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think that they're actually
going... They're not losing in the first round at home.
No, I don't think so, but they're not going to win the NFC. That's not happening
this
year.
No, I don't think so either. You know where
I stand on that. Tom Brady's had one heck of a year for, what, a 44-year-old?
Yeah, I mean, he threw for 5,000 yards, over 40-some touchdowns. Granted, he threw...
5,316 yards, went for 485 out of 719 and 43 touchdowns. Come on.
Dude, he threw enough passes, more. He had more attempts than Rodgers by almost, like, it's almost an additional 5 games.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Of the amount. And now the difference, I mean, the numbers aren't that much more.
It was almost 200, if I'm correct.
Yeah, it was like 178 or 188
yes.
Passing attempts more than what Rodgers has thrown. It was incredible to have what he has, and he's still not going to be the MVP. But they're going to, I do think that Tampa Bay should be able to handle business. Philadelphia is tough, we know that, but this is their first, you know, rodeo, so to speak, with this group, with this coaching staff, and I just don't think Sirianni
Hurts is gonna, back this week.
Yeah, yeah,
right?
he just didn't play because they already had the playoffs wrapped up. It didn't make a difference.
Right. So, yeah, I think the Buccaneers got this. Let's get into the most important thing of this entire week.
The most important, ladies and gentlemen, on a local Phoenix radio show, the most important, the San Francisco 49ers.
Sometimes
the Dallas
I'm
Cowboys.
Selfish.
Although you might be right because there's
because
a lot of Dallas Cowboy fans here.
We came up off of a huge win, and I am on one right now, so I'm going to run with it, okay? The 49ers are playing the Cowboys. This is old school 90s football. This is what I grew up on. This is what I'm excited about. We're playing in Jerry's world. We're on a high. And I think we're going to beat the Cowboys.
I could absolutely see that happening. I don't trust Dallas. I trust Dak Prescott more than I trust your guys' as a quarterback situation.
I almost think this whole Jimmy G thumb thing, it makes him throw the spiral a heck of a lot better because he threw a ball to Ayuk, to Debo Kittle. Like, he was looking good.
Are you telling me that you think Jimmy Garoppolo is better than Dak Prescott?
No.
Okay. I'm just making sure, because that's where it sounded like this was going.
Every day's different. All I'm saying is right now, I was very proud of what I saw. And Dak is, we got to see more out of Dak for what he's getting paid.
I'm not even getting that.
Well, we know Garoppolo.
Oh, my God, this is for
Garoppolo
another day.
Garoppolo is not going to be our quarterback next year. No, like,
I can't believe you said we need to see more from Dak Prescott. Get out of here. Anyways,
no, this year, look at the way he's been, and like, he looks hurt, like he looks off. I'm not saying that he needs to prove himself. I'm saying that the fact of...
You just said he needed to prove himself for the amount of money he's making.
Correct, because he looks off. So Baker Mayfield doesn't deserve to be in Cleveland.
So Dak finished in the top 10 in QBR and in touchdown passes, but he's okay.
Okay.
Anyway, so you still have San Francisco winning, obviously. Do you want
to
give me any reason why they're going to beat them besides that it's your team and they're going to beat them? Do you have like a take on what they're going to do to be able to beat? Is it there? How are they going to get past Micah Parsons and that defense to be able to win this game? The San Francisco 49ers. We're going deep. I'm asking journalistic questions right now, ladies and gentlemen.
Juszczyk, Kittle.
So you led off with your fullback. You're leading off your conversation.
Who's going to be coming off the line?
I didn't say who's going to come off the line. I'm just asking how you get by.
Either the blocker.
But you led with, I'm just making sure you led with a fullback.
You wanted to go deep, so you wanted me to, okay. So I'm
starting with
the fullback.
That you led with the fullback.
Like, okay, so.
Not Jimmy G dicing up the, spreading them out and being able to pick them apart. You led with the fullback, which that's what they do. Fullbacks lead. So, I mean, It makes sense. And Kittle, who's a stud blocker.
Okay. So you brought up a lineman, so I went, who's going to block him?
Okay.
Okay. You look at our D-line. You look at the beast that we have. You look at Bosa coming off, right? Mm-hmm. You look at Armstead.
And his Armstead, there you go.
Okay. Then you look at Mitchell's back. And Garoppolo's playing decent. Then you throw in Ayuk. Come on. Come on, man. Like,
I just wanted to know why.
This is going to happen.
I just want to know why.
Well, you wanted to go deep. So, yeah, like, how many more?
So that's what you're saying.
How many more examples do you want?
We don't need to peel the onion back any further.
All right, we need to get back.
You're simply going with the blocking of San Francisco is going to lead to their win.
Yeah.
And okay.
As long as we do not turn the ball over.
I'm also taking the Niners, by the way.
Thank you. But I'm taking that caveat. No, if we turn the ball over, then we are done. That if
this is one of those games which, again, don't trust Dak because I could see Dallas scoring, 36 points. I could see him scoring 13. I could see San Francisco scoring 28. I could see him scoring 10.
How many? How did our game end? Did you notice the end of it?
What?
Getting the interception.
Well, that's how you have it going again?
Shutting it down.
Shutting it down.
All right, let's get into Monday.
No, you're missing Aaron's game. He completely tried to bypass you, producer Aaron. He completely tried to bypass you.
About it.
No, we didn't talk about Pete.
I can't believe it.
I'm sorry, Aaron. I apologize. You're the best ever. My apologies. Okay, so Steelers.
Pitt at Kansas City, -12.5. Aaron, do you think you guys stand any chance in hell to win this game?
This entire year, I've tried to be very realistic, and every time we've all talked, I've tried to, explain that, if it's a win, it's, we got lucky and stuff like that. I feel like I've been trying very hard not to be a homer about this.
I would agree. You've done better than I have.
You're going all in, though, right?
We're going to the Super Bowl. We're winning it.
There we go.
Wow.
Attaboy, Aaron.
Wow.
Hey, I like that.
Okay.
Hey, have some conviction for your team.
Love it.
Steelers fans are some of the most jaded fans I've ever met in my life because they're spoiled with success. Because they've been so good for so long.
18 years.
Yeah, absolutely. And then even before that, they had their moments. So the fact that you've been able to be like this, my buddy John, shout out John, same thing, Steelers fan, he's like a begrudging fan, can't stand it, just ready for it to blow up, he's ready for it to be over because you had one, mediocre year, and then look at what happens. Could they do it? Yes. They absolutely could do it because, the magic of Big Ben in the playoffs potentially could be there.
Nope.
I mean, their back is against the wall.
It's not going to happen.
12.5 points is a lot. I am going to take Pittsburgh to cover this game, though.
I absolutely agree. So we got
to
get into this other game, but I am taking the Chiefs to win, but Steelers to cover.
All right, so let's talk about the worst spot that could have happened. How is it that they're playing a playoff game on Monday Night Football? This is simply about TV and ESPN.
This is the worst thing for next week.
Because what is going to happen to the winner of this game? They're going to play on Sunday, I'm assuming, not Saturday, even though they're going to get it one less day of rest than everybody else.
Right.
So I'm assuming
the
winner.
First time ever in a wild card we've had a Monday.
I bet you the winner of this Monday Night Football game plays the Sunday Night game because they're going to try to give them the most amount of time possible.
Well, I would hope so, but who knows?
If it's the Cardinals are playing Saturday morning.
It also depends on COVID.
So Cardinals at Rams, they play well in that stadium. Rams are -4, coming off of a loss. Both teams coming off a loss. You don't want to lose in this divisional round to a divisional opponent. I don't trust the Cardinals play calling. I don't trust Cliff Kingsbury. I don't trust Kyler Murray. That's not a knock on Kyler's ability to play football or slinging the ball or understanding the offense or the defense or whatever that might be. I just think with all the momentum, even though the Rams lost that game to y'all, the 49ers, I think the Rams can easily come away with this game and send the Cardinals home packing early.
As simple as it can be, the Cardinals are coming off of a worse loss from Seattle than the Rams are from the Niners. The Niners are more on the upside and moving in the right direction compared to. So the Rams are going to get this. The Cardinals, I don't even think they have a chance, but it's not going to happen.
Well, Phoenix fans, you guys can move on fully after next week into the Phoenix Suns fandom. You've been listening to James Out West, Ryan Rooks, KDUS. 10:60 a.m. Monday night. We'll be back next Tuesday on a Tuesday.
Tuesday on a Tuesday.
Yep, Tuesday on a Tuesday.
All right, one love, everybody.
All right, brother. Be safe.